Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called, If Mama Ain't Happy. The Bible shares a few instances of men trying to make mama, or their love interest, happy. All the examples that come to my mind ended badly. Adam and Eve in the garden was the start. Adam received instructions from the Lord to not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Those instructions were given before God created Eve, Genesis 2:15 to 25. Then when Eve took the fruit and ate it, so did Adam, who was with her at the time, Genesis 3:6. Adam picked Eve's desire and his desire for her over God's command. Herod, trying to earn the favor of a young woman, served up John the Baptist's head on a platter, Matthew 14:6-12. In Genesis chapter 16, Abram listened to his wife, Sarai's, and took her servant Hagar as a second wife, so that Sarai might have children through Hagar. This idea seemed good to Sarai at the time, but she almost immediately regretted it. And she became embittered toward Hagar and the stepson that came from this foolish plan. All of these stories led to pain and suffering. The saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, is proudly proclaimed in our culture. But believers should never make another person's happiness, or even their own happiness, a goal. Happiness is a target that no one can hit. Happiness is like the wind. It can be enjoyed and experienced when it comes, but it can never be held onto. And chasing after happiness leads to pain and struggles like in the stories above. Rather than trying to make mama happy, or yourself, or your husband, kids, boss, neighbors, colleagues, or friends, live to make those people holy. This is what Jesus does for us, and is what we can model with each other. From Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26, it explains the way that Jesus, quote, loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, unquote. Believers should sacrifice for each other, like Jesus did for us. They should speak and trust the cleansing truth of God's word over each other, which is what Jesus provides for us. The goal is sanctification, or usefulness in God's kingdom, not happiness. Pray that your mind might be cleared of fleshly motivations toward others, and that your actions will lead to holiness and usefulness in the lives of the people you love. Thanks. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.